We're going to get more next on that court case you may have heard in the news bulletin. A 35-year-old County Wexford woman who faked her own death to avoid facing theft and fraud charges after stealing €70,000 and 9 mobile phones has been jailed for 3 years. Amy McCauley of Connah Feathered-on-Sea pleaded guilty to submitting a false death notification form to Wexford County Council in January of 2023. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court. Paul, can you outline the litany of offences committed by Amy McCauley?
It's a complicated story, Rachel. This version of it, or this chapter of it, begins 8 years ago. She worked as an assistant accountant in 2015, and she transferred €49,100 to her own account. Now, that was money which was supposed to pay the invoices owed to her employer. Then, in 2018, she used forged documentation and secured a €10,000 loan from KBC Bank, which she never paid back. She also tried to get another €5,000 from the bank, but was refused, and subsequently charged with theft and fraud offences and sent for trial. The Gardaí then contacted Amy McCauley in May of 2021 to question her about another offence. That's the theft of 9 mobile phones which she had ordered from 3 Ireland in July the previous year. They're worth about €3,100. At that stage, McCauley told the Gardaí she wasn't well, and she provided a forged medical report. She then subsequently called them twice, pretending to be Winnie, her own sister, and told them she was in treatment. She also forged a medical report from the Rotunda Hospital. And then in January 2023, she submitted a false death notification form to Wexford County Council, with death certificates later issued in her name in Irish and English. And as a result of these, her trial for stealing the €10,000 from the bank didn't go ahead because it was believed she was dead. Now, 3 death notices were also put up on RIP.ie. One said that Amy McCauley had died in France, another said she had died in Belfast, and a third included details of a funeral and a cremation and a fictional undertaker. One, however, was removed after her mother contacted RIP.ie and told them she wasn't dead. However, Amy McCauley, now having documentation showing she was dead, also rang again in the name of Winnie, a Northern Ireland company she had been working for. She tried to claim a €96,000 death in service benefit. The company, however, in a gesture of goodwill, paid her €9,000 into her own account, which was never repaid.
It's quite a story. What did she tell Gardaí when she was caught?
Well, when she was finally caught and questioned by the Gardaí, she admitted wrongdoing. She said her husband was not involved. She told them she knew she was in trouble again, but she had believed everything would be okay if she was dead, because she could then be with her young child, because she wasn't actually dead. She also said she could not face going to court. Now, she has 4 previous convictions for theft and deception offences, including a 2-year suspended sentence for 10 years in November of 2015 for the theft of just under €111,000 from a former employer, and she had repaid €30,000 of that, and some of these offences were committed while that previous sentence was suspended. Now, her defence counsel, Rebecca Smith, said that Amy McCauley had acted alone. There were no indications she had been living a lavish lifestyle. Her existence had been a crazy, chaotic one, but this has now stabilised. She married in 2022, she has a young child, and she's currently pregnant.
What did the judge say?
Well, the judge was quite scathing about this behaviour. She said the offences involved planning over a protracted period of time. She said the offences involved a significant amount of money. She described the impersonations of fake people and the faking of her own death as egregious. And she sentenced Amy McCauley to 4 years in prison, with the final year suspended.
Paul, many thanks. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, there.